نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي قال الله تعالى في الفرقان الحميد كل حزب بما لديهم فرحون صدق الله العظيم اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما. My respected brothers, sisters, and elders, for the last few weeks, we have been speaking about the very lengthy hadith in which the noble people expressed their likes. Today, we will mention what Hazrat Jibra'il alayhi salatu wassalam said to the Prophet of Allah. The hadith is on these words. إذا جاء جبرائيل, Hazrat Jibra'il عليه الصلاة والسلام descended and arrived in that noble gathering where the Prophet, Hazrat Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Ali expressed their likes. And Hazrat Jibra'il said, أرسلني الله تبارك وتعالى, Allah Rabbul Izzat sent me, لما سمع مقالتكم, when I heard your discussion. And Allah Rabbul Izzat amaraka, He ordered me, an tas'alani amma uhibbu in kuntu min ahli dunya, that you should ask me, O Prophet of Allah, that if I was from this world, what will I like? So the Prophet of Allah said, ma tuhibbu in kunta min ahli dunya, O Jibra'il, what would you like if you were a human being or you were from this world? So Hazrat Jibra'il alayhi salatu wasalam followed the same pattern and he expressed three things. Irshadu al-dhalin. Number one. وَمَوَانَسَتُهُ أَهْلِ الْغُرَبَاءِ الْقَانِتِينَ وَمَعَاوَنَتُهُ أَهْلِ الْعَيَالِ الْمُعْسِرِينَ. The first thing Hazrat Jibra'il alayhi salatu wasalam said, Irshadu al-dhalin. If I was a person from this world, I would like to guide those people that are lost. And as we know, that this duty was placed upon the shoulders of Hazrat Jibra'il alayhi salatu wasalam. He was the angel that was selected by Allah Rabbul Izzat to convey the message of Allah to Anbiya. And the Anbiya was selected to convey that message to the nations. Hafiz Jalaluddin Sayyuti rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned that the first makhluk that will stand in the courtyard of Allah for accountability will be Jibra'il alayhi salatu wasalam. Because he brought down the messages. And everything starts from that point. So Allah will question Jibra'il alayhi salatu wasalam and will say that did you convey the message that I gave to you fully and completely to the prophets? After Hazrat Jibra'il alayhi salatu wasalam will reply, then Jibra'il will stand upon the scale and he will be the caretaker of that scale on which my deeds and your deeds will be placed. Allah make us successful at that point. To show the people the right path is a great quality that has been engraved in the soul of humanity and has been engraved in the soul of the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We can understand the importance of this part by pondering over our salah and pondering over the opening chapter that we have to recite in every unit, where we make a dua in front of Allah, such a dua that Allah has selected the words. And we say, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ, that, O Allah, guide us to the right path. This is what Hazrat Jibra'il alayhi salatu wasalam liked. And this is the quality that Allah Rabbul Izzat has bestowed upon the Anbiya. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ هَدَى اللَّهُ فَبِهُدَاهُ مُقْتَدِهِ, that these noble people, the 124,000 more and less, are blessed with hidayah and they have seen the right path. When a person can see the right path, he has been separated from walala, darkness and gumrahi, this is a person that we should place our hands in, and this person will guide us. He is the person with the eyes. So this is the first quality or the first thing that Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam loved from this world. If we want to be close to the angels, like they say in Urdu, ke ye insaan to farishton se bhi behtar hai, meaning that this person is even better than an angel, because we know that an angel is ma'asoom. An angel is innocent, does not commit a crime. لَا يَعْصُونَ اللَّهَ مَا أَمَرَهُمْ وَيَفْعَلُونَ مَا يُؤْمَرُونَ, does not have the potential, the isti'adad to break the command of Allah or to turn away from the ahkamat of Allah. If we want to excel and be better than them, and as the ulama have said, that a human being, if he makes the correct effort in this lifetime, Allah will honor him and he will depart from this world with a position and a station that is greater than an angel. So we have to acquire these qualities, that we should try to remove humanity from the valleys of darkness, pull them out of the valleys of darkness and show them the light of the beautiful religion Islam. اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطُ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Second quality that Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam expressed, وَمَوَانَسَةُ أَهْلِ الْغُرَبَاءِ الْقَانِتِينَ, that if I was a human being, I would love the poor ibadat guzar. Two things. I will love a person that has two qualities. Number one, he worships Allah Rabbul Izzat in abundance. And the second quality is that he is poor. There may be a person that worships Allah Rabbul Izzat in abundance, and you may start to like him, but if he is rich, it may be that your inclination towards this person is because of his wealth. So Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam says, I will love a person that is ibadat guzar, that worships Allah in abundance, but he is poor. Meaning that I love him only for the sake of Allah Rabbul Izzat. That's why there's a hadith reported by Abi Umama radiyallahu ta'ala an, that the Prophet of Allah said, man ahabba lillah wa abghadha lillah wa a'ta lillah wa mana'a lillah faqad istakmala al-iman. And this is the true definition of iman and faith, that if we love another person, it is to please Allah. If we keep away from another person, it is because of Allah, for the love of Allah. If we give to another person, it is to please Allah. And if we don't give to another person, it is to please Allah. فَقَدْ اسْتَكْمَلَ الْإِيمَانِ, the Prophet of Allah says, this person's iman is complete. This person's iman is complete. There's a hadith reported by Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala an, that the Prophet of Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَقُولْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, Allah will make an announcement on the Day of Judgment and address those fortunate people by saying, أَيْنَ الْمُتَحَابُونَ, أَيْنَ الْمُتَحَابُونَ, where are those people that used to love each other for the sake of Allah? بِجَلَالِي الْيَوْمَ أُظِلُّهُمْ فِي ظِلِّي يَوْمَ لَا ظِلَّ إِلَّا ظِلِّي, where are those people that used to love each other? Today I will allow them to stand under my shade, and there is no shade beside my shade. There is no shade beside my shade on this day when the heat is very intense, where the environment and the surrounding does not allow the human being to even see who is standing on his right side and who is standing on his left side. Despite a human being squeezed and very close to the other human being, the environment, the intensity of the heat, the way the future will unfold,